Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, this 15th day of December, only 10 sleeps before Christmas. And of course, our thoughts and sympathies for all those affected by the tragic events at Bondi Beach yesterday. Well, let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. Not much to pick from, but I think we could get all three the same because a lot of eyeballs, as England cricket coach admits that the Poms' clash with the media at Adelaide Airport wasn't ideal, but the team had been over-prepared for the test match in Brisbane. Interesting. So let's see what will happen with the third test starting this week. Well, Caboolture Netball, congratulations to all winners and runners-up in the 2025 summer season. Too many to mention, but well done to all concerned. And congratulations to Netball Queensland, with their report saying nearly 14,000 players in school and community competitions in 2025 continues to grow. Caboolture Touch, the registrations are open for season one of 2026 for the seniors. That's mixed women's, men's and men's 40s. Men's 40s, a bit too young for me. And juniors 5 to 16s, which will start on the 16th of February. Simply go to the Caboolture Touch website and you can register for those 2026 competitions. In golf, if you're looking for something to keep the kids occupied, just take a little trip out to Woodford Golf Club because they're conducting junior golf tournaments on the 6th, 13th and 20th of January for under 18s. At just $6 and you get a free golf ball. Just register through the pro shop. Plenty there to keep you amused. And coming back to cricket now, of course the third test, Ashes test for the men, starts on Wednesday in Adelaide. And wondering whether Usman Khawaja will regain the opener spot, but hope the English team are fully refreshed after sun, surf, sand and golf at Noosa. But of course they will need to be fully refreshed to face a fit Pat Cummins. But can Mitchell Starc make it three in a row as player of the match? Let's wait and see. In the Women's Big Bash League, the final on Saturday night in Hobart saw the Hobart Hurricanes blow the Perth Scorchers away to claim their first Women's Big Bash League title. Needing 138 to win, Hobart's Lizelle Lee hammered an unbeaten 77 from 34 deliveries as they won by 8 wickets. Well done to the Hobart Hurricanes there, Women's Big Bash League. And yesterday, well, the Men's Big Bash League number 15 started in Perth, with Perth defeating the Sydney Sixers by 5 wickets in a rain-affected match. 40 games until the finals now on the 20th of January. And tonight's game, the Melbourne Renegades will take on the Brisbane Heat in Geelong. Let's hope that the men's Brisbane Heat can get the job done there. Close to home in local cricket on the Sunshine Coast, the men's first grade, a one-dayer on Saturday. Not a good result for Caboolture as they lost to Glasshouse 248 to 145. Matt Schubert took 3 for 30 for the Snakes and 47 with the bat, but Glasshouse's opener, Kyle Schweppes, with 87 off 86, proved too strong for Caboolture. Another one day next Saturday, they'll take on Maroochydore. Maroochydore just happened to be top of the ladder. The women, they took on Palmwoods in a one day yesterday in their final game for 2025. In the under-16Bs, round 7 in one day, Caboolture 7 for 89, defeated Caloundra 9 for 88, Marcus Abdi 16 not out. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM in surfing. Well, congratulations to 17-year-old surfer Stella Green from Point Cartwright, who won the 2025 Australia Under-18 Junior Surfing title recently. Stella has also secured a spot in the Australian team at the 2026 World Junior Surfing Championships, which will be held in the Philippines in January. Go, Stella. And in the AFL, and you might say, why AFL? It's not winter. Well, 4 AFL clubs will once again visit the Sunshine Coast this summer to hold pre-season camps at the Maroochydore Multisports Complex. The North Melbourne Kangaroos are already there. St Kilda arrive in 21st of January, the Lions on the 31st of January, and the Western Bulldogs end of January as well. And you can attend the various training sessions, which are all free, so plenty happening for the AFL 4 teams here on the Sunshine Coast. Should be some interesting pre-season training. In football, soccer, the round ball game, English Premier League round 16, Liverpool back on the winning track with a 2-0 win over Brentford to now sit sixth on the ladder. Arsenal lead on 36 points, just by 2 points from Man City, who defeated Crystal Palace 3-0 with Erling Haaland getting a double. Magnificent goal scorer is Erling. The Men's A-League, Round 8, Western Sydney Wanderers and the Brisbane Roar. They had a nil-all draw on Saturday. The Roar, third on the ladder on 15 points behind Sydney FC on 18 and Auckland on 17. They'll take on Macarthur next Friday night at Campbelltown. In the Women's A-League, the Roar, they're sixth on the ladder. And in basketball, well, NBL round 12, the Hawks defeated the Bullets. Tassie defeated Cairns, and yesterday in Brisbane, the Perth Wildcats 86 defeated the Bullets 62. Terry Taylor 18 points for the Bullets. Not good news for the Bullets because that was their sixth straight loss. Round 13, the first games in the two-game series. Cairns will take on New Zealand on Friday, and the Bullets will take on South East Melbourne on Saturday. Let's hope it goes well. In the Women's National Basketball League, round 9 yesterday in Townsville, will the Perth Lynx defeated Townsville 97-81. Mila Sowa and Alex Fowler, 17 points each for the Fire, but they couldn't stop the 6'11" Chinese import Han Zhu for Perth, who scored 28 points. By the way, she's only the second tallest basketball player in the female game. It was the Fire's second loss of the season. They've now dropped to second on the ladder, with Bendigo moving to the top. The Fire, they'll take on Sydney next Saturday. In the Under-17 Oceania Championships in Samoa over the weekend, the Aussie Women's Sapphires secured their fourth consecutive title, defeating New Zealand 112-59. Unfortunately, the boys, the Crocs, they lost their grand final to New Zealand 82-62. Doesn't matter because both teams have now qualified for the 2026 Under-18 Asia Cup. Caboolture Basketball, congratulations to Dean McLeod, the Volunteer of the Month. He's been involved in this game for 38 years, 26 of those in rep coaching. And again, if you're looking for something to do during the holidays, don't forget the Brisbane Bullets exclusive under 14 to under 16 clinic this Thursday from 9 till 12 p.m. at the Moray Sports Centre. Go to the website and register if you're looking for something to do during the holidays. Listeners, end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Have a great week and only 10 sleeps to Christmas.
NQ, thank you.
No problems, mate.
That was great.
Well, as I said, thank you. That's what we'll do next Monday. But